and they will also remember some of Stephen Sondheim's music. This month, Jenny Newman looked at some of the screen versions of productions composed by Sondheim, who died in 2021. Neil will read her article.
On November the 26th, 2021, I was saddened to learn the news that legendary Broadway composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim had died at the age of 91. I've long been a fan of Sondheim before I really knew who he was. I learned more about him as I discovered his musicals. Born in New York in 1930, Sondheim showed his aptitude for music at an early age. His mother, with whom he had a strained relationship, was acquainted with song lyricist and playwright Oscar Hammerstein of Rodgers and Hammerstein fame, and Sondheim was introduced to the Hammerstein family, who had a son of similar age to him. Sondheim grew close to the family, and Hammerstein helped nurture his musical talent. Years later, Sondheim was offered the job to write the lyrics for West Side Story. It was Hammerstein who urged him to take the job for the lessons he would learn doing it. West Side Story, the stage production, was a success, went on to be a successful Oscar-winning film in 1961. The following year, the film version of Gypsy, another musical for which Sondheim wrote the lyrics, was released. Gypsy was based on the memoir of famous American burlesque performer Gypsy Rose Lee. Sondheim wrote the songs for the stage version's star Ethel Merman, who played the role that epitomises a stage mother, Mama Rose. Sondheim learned the skill to write for a personality when writing songs that specifically lent to Merman's style as a singer. Rosalind Russell played the role of Mama Rose in the film, but she lacked the belt of Merman's singing voice. In 1993, my favourite version of the film was remade as a TV movie, starring Bette Midler as Mama Rose. In 1966, Sondheim's first musical, for which he wrote both the score and lyrics, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, was released, starring Zero Mostel and co-starring Buster Keaton. In 1977, the film version of A Little Night Music, starring Elizabeth Taylor, was released. This musical includes one of Sondheim's most famous songs, Send in the Clowns. It would be 30 years until a Sondheim musical would be adapted again for the silver screen. Then 2007 saw Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter star in film version of Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, and a further 7 years before Disney's version of Into the Woods, 2014. Both films did well at the box office, but they were not huge smashes. Sondheim's work was perhaps darker and more serious in its tone than the musicals of the Golden Age of Hollywood, and not everything ended happily. Two of his works are currently in production, Merry We Roll Along and Follies. I look forward to both, especially Follies. Netflix currently has one of the recent London productions of Gypsy, starring Imelda Staunton as Mama Rose, and Disney's versions of Into the Woods is available to stream on Disney+. If you would like to learn more about Sondheim, Sky TV has a very good documentary, Six by Sondheim, currently available.
Don't you love a fuss? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns. Don't bother. They're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my time. timing this late in my career. And where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
Thank you, Neil. I'm looking forward to your last word.